broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace.
Weed Man came today.
The Weed Man came.
So did.
Took care of the household.
Yeah, I'm just happy about
Weedman.com.
Lucky you.
Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, rocking the old school, old school Wisconsin logo. Right?
Very old school.
Is that just like a W?
No,
like,
the block W before.
Big fan of the block W.
Yeah, it's pretty retro. I will say too. Yeah, there's a mic in the way. I've got to move that. The basketball team for the Wisconsin Badgers
had great shorts.
They do a great job at like throwing back retro unis, things like that. Football team's got to step up their uniform game.
Yeah,
I think they got to worry about the field before the uniforms.
No. I don't remember
look
Oregon
good, play
being,
good.
Doesn't exist.
Oregon's football team got better when Phil Knight started investing more in those jerseys.
Oh, you think it was just the jerseys he was spending money on? You don't think it had anything to do with anything under the table before NIL?
Wow, that's a suggestion. Wow.
What are we doing? They're paying players before NIL? Like they're
top of line everything. At that point, the locker room used to matter.
Locker room and
being cool.
That is crazy. Because I tell you this right now. If I was a kid and they asked me to go to some lowly, if UW-Whitewater offered me $1 million to go there, I would choose Whitewater over Wisconsin.
Huh? Well, yeah. You go to $1 million to go to Whitewater or $0 to go to Wisconsin?
$1 million to go to Whitewater, $500,000 to go to Wisconsin. Give me the mill. I'm taking the money anywhere. I will have all in Wisconsin. And UW-Whitewater has great facilities, but I was just thinking of a school. I don't care what
you're
comparing
the facilities
now?
No, what I'm saying is this. I don't care about anything but the dollar bill. That's it. I'm going
to
take
know
me.
That about you.
Well, no, I
Mr.
mean,
Cheapy.
I mean, there's times I would have loyalty to things, but at this point in the world we living in, how much money you're throwing around? Hey, pay me.
That's how BYU can get the best basketball players in the country, and they pay them like $8 million.
Mm-hmm. Just you watch
like the top players.
I've looked up. I think it might have been potatoes.
Olay, something like that.
The guy who
Idaho,
connection
Idaho.
Tater Tots.
Tater Tots. That's what it was.
What, the guy who made Tater Tots?
It was the grandfather of one of the players.
I think it was
his
great grandson. Yeah, was the really good bucket player for BYU this year.
But they got a new guy, the number one guy.
Yeah, they got the number one recruit in the country. Yeah,
yeah.
And Texas Tech paid $1 million for a softball player. And they made it all the way to the College World Series and were a game away from winning. Paid $1 million for the girl. She can hit, she can pitch, she was Babe Ruth. Y'all, look her up.
I did. I saw
her. $1 million. And it worked. Pay $1 million. And it worked. Wisconsin need to pay $1 million. Get that girl here. We'll give you $2 million.
What do you say? Should we pool our funds together, Kyle?
I'm not an alum. That's on y'all.
But you're a fan.
Fans can contribute as well.
Yeah, I got 10 on it.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Strophy's running the show. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And of course, listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Brad Northman, the father to be, but also the father of foster children. Is this your first Father's Day or kind of your second Father's Day?
Yeah, we kind of had one last year because we also had some kids last year. They're different than the two we have now. But this is the real year we're leaning into it, right? Because Lexi's pregnant.
I didn't even know it was Father's Day weekend.
Well, what are your expectations for the Brust household?
I don't know. Should I have expectations?
We've already got reservations. We got a plan. I told Lexi what I want to do.
This is a serious question.
I already know what my menu is going to be for Saturday night.
Do I have demand? Can I demand things?
Well, yeah, it's Father's Day.
You're telling me that I get to dictate my entire day.
This is second to being a birthday. It's Father's Day. You get to
and I get to demand
the whole weekend.
I can say, you know what? I want to golf.
There you go. I mean, it kind of takes away from.
I'm trying to listen to this
father,
too,
but
I'm trying to figure this out as well. Because I get called daddy in my household, too. So I want to know what I get for Father's Day as well. So what are we trying to do here?
You can work this one weekend. Out your own way with no child in your life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a weekend where you get licensed to do whatever you want to do. Free reign.
Well, that's a little far.
Free reign.
I know
I'm taking advantage.
I don't think that's how it works. I think you got...
Well, either, how else would it work?
Just because it's Father's Day doesn't mean that the mother doesn't get a say in what you do. Don't y'all realize... This is what I realized.
Is that true, though?
Yeah, there has never been a Father's Day in the Wallace household growing up that my father had a say in what we did. It was, hey, Papa Wallace, where you want to go for dinner? He didn't get a say, I don't want to know. Are we wanting us to cook out? Like, we're doing something for you. He couldn't just say, I'm not doing nothing. He had to do something. You know why? Because Mama Wallace told him so. And so I don't know why y'all out here fronting like your household ain't like my parents'
household.
But wait
a minute.
So if I said,
the way I'm gonna be raised.
Said that, hey, I want to clarify, I wouldn't do this because I do want to see my daughter on Father's Day.
Yes.
But technically speaking, for Father's Day, and all you fathers out there, please chime in. If I said, hey, as soon as my eyes are open, I've lined up with my buddies to play Call of Duty from eyes open to eyes closed.
You've earned
it. Am I allowed to do that on Father's
Day? You've earned it as a father, because who would you be to tell your wife what she couldn't do on Mother's Day?
It's different.
If she wanted to go on a spa day, you'd say, you go get your spa.
Why don't women ever give men a spa day on Father's Day? I don't feel like spas.
I agree.
Spas are not one gender. Spas are phenomenal. Matter of fact,
spas are wonderful.
Have you ever? I mean, for the most part, whenever we do treat our women as spas, it's usually a couple's, right? Like, we both get it because I enjoy being pampered.
Oh, if I book a spa for her, and this is what I did for Christmas. You remember when I booked the concert up in Green Bay?
Yeah,
and
you got us out of it. Yes,
we're going up to Green Bay for a concert. We're getting services, and
it's
like
all
this was her gift, but I was part of it because I don't want to miss out on the spa.
No, a spa is wonderful, but like if that's what she wanted to do, that would then be disconnected from whatever the family was doing. You would say, you've earned that. You go enjoy your spa. And if Ben Bruss wants to play Call of Duty for 12 hours,
that's
then
unacceptable.
He should be well in his rights.
No,
16 hours. I just need to sleep 8.
Not yet. Nope, not unacceptable. I don't know where y'all from. You guys are going to do whatever your wives and fiancés allow you to do.
I will say I talk a big game, but I don't have free reign over the weekend.
Told you.
I got a couple of levers I can pull. I'm a big breakfast guy, so we're getting breakfast Sunday morning.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm probably already too late to the reservation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. You know what? I want to flip it on your fiance a little bit because you're in the wrong 95% of the time. But if she doesn't have if she does not have a reservation, I remember you kind of panicking because we got late into the week. You didn't have a reservation for her a little over a month ago.
Oh.
I want to know how much effort is the future Mrs. Bruss putting into you, because you know what?
Huh.
If this is the energy y'all creating, that's good, because that means you have a foundation if y'all really don't want too much. Maybe a walk with the kid.
She did want to walk on the waterfront. did that.
You know what's nice, though?
What do I want?
It's nice that Mother's Day comes before Father's Day, because you can, not that it's transactional, but you can lavish your wife with love and gifts and appreciation, and then a month later.
No, this is bad, because if you go all out and next thing you know it's a little bit underachieving versus what you did, then you're just going to be disappointed.
Well, because like, you know, me and the boys got Lexi some flowers and some cards and a little couple gift surprises. And she was like, now I feel pressure. Now I feel pressure to deliver on your Father's Day. So I used that to my advantage. And this morning, while Lexi was sleeping, I wish I let her sleep in. I went ahead and I bought myself a Father's Day gift.
What if you bought yourself a Father's Day gift?
I got like a fire pit.
Excuse me?
Why didn't you just have her buy it? She didn't ask you what you wanted?
I just texted her in the morning. I said, hey, I bought myself a Father's Day gift. And good for her. I think she read the room and she said, well, happy Father's Day.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Oh my goodness.
I went ahead. It wasn't.
Why didn't you ask
cheap.
Her for it?
Yeah. Why didn't you just say,
confused.
Hey, like, I'm really.
Because it's just easier. It's just,
no,
I mean, we're married. It's just easier. Why would I look at it
there
on my
phone?
There's
no romance in that relationship.
Well, there's romance.
We do know that. There's a baby coming.
Why would I look
Kyle.
On
right?
my phone? Wait, what did he say?
He said, we know there's romance, there's a baby coming.
Oh, nice.
Brad likes it.
That's good. That's good.
Cool.
But why would I look at it on my phone, do the digging, do the research, and be like, okay, Lexi, I'll just text it to you. You're over there. You're two rooms over. I'll text it to you. You go forth and buy. I should just buy it.
No, well, go ahead and use the bank account that we share.
Yeah, we share both our names.
No,
the
because
credit card
that's
that
part
share.
Of it. You just took the enjoyment away from her to be able to order something, wrap it or whatever. I mean, it's kind of big to wrap, but order something and be able to present it to you and say.
But Kyle, hey, you don't know that's not still happening.
No, that's weird. No,
it's
shot.
Not gonna happen.
Brandon,
yeah. I'm just gonna get it
but
and undo
on
it.
On the Carbless Talking text line, Mother's Day is for women, Father's Day is for women, and so is Valentine's Day. Just grab a beer and accept it, fellas.
Listen, I get
that
it.
That sounds defeating.
I get it. I know. I'm
Brandon. Sounds like you got to work on those expectations.
Don't you get one?
Or
thing?
I'm just ignorant and bliss right now.
What are you gonna ask for, Ben?
I don't know. I don't know. It's probably because I'm coming off straight off the bachelor party where I just like was, you know, like I don't need freedom. Like I just was with my boys for 3 days.
Well, you don't want a gift?
I'd love a gift.
Wait, hold on.
I just don't know what I want.
Nobody asked about freedom.
He's talking about freedom to be with his boys and not be around his family again.
Yeah, again, yes. Big time. Again, after I was 7 days. Grinding, you know, so someone should have to pay me to watch my child when my fiance was gone for 7 days.
It was your choice.
I'm just kidding. Sometimes I think we're taking this a little too far and the whole Ben doesn't like being around his kid thing.
No, he likes being around his kid, but he gets exhausted by it. Exhausted by it. Where Ben
Brett, when I say it in context, Brad understands what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
These two without children just think, oh, my gosh, Ben doesn't want
to
be around.
So easy
hold
to
on
say.
A lot of people that we work with on a daily basis have kids. Nobody complains about being tired from watching their kid more than Ben Brust. You act like you're the first person to ever have a child.
You don't talk to other people about their children.
Sure I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That means you have way sure too much time on your hands and you're not doing your job.
Strofe is a talker. That's why he may believe him. He's very nosy, so he may end up
a nosy guy.
Asking quite a bit of questions. So I overheard you said your kid had a rash on the bottom. I have one, too. What did you use? What cream?
How'd you know I had that conversation?
Yeah, because that's you, man.
Did you hear that one?
That's you. Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's crazy, Kyle.
Yeah, it's just on par for Strofe.
All right, well, I'm not buying myself a Father's Day gift.
Did you ask for anything?
No.
Why not? I don't understand this concept, but Father's Day is coming. Did your significant others not say, hey, my love, it's Father's Day coming up. What is it that you are thinking? What would you want for a gift?
I just basically told her. I just looked online.
So you saw something you wanted.
And you just ordered it.
And to justify ordering it, you said, oh, this is a Father's Day gift.
This is Father's Day.
Yes. And I did it without her, input.
Blessing.
Would it have been too much for her to, spend? Like, she was like, oh, that's a little heavy. I don't know if I want to spend that much.
No.
Yes.
I think if I would have talked it through with her and been like, this is what I want to get, but here's why I want to do it. She'd be like, oh, okay. But I think
she doesn't think it's a necessary purchase, huh?
No, probably not necessary, but she sees the vision.
So Brad,
she
one time a year, she has a hall pass to buy what he wants.
Because he got the blower last year, didn't you?
That was my birthday.
Oh.
That was my birthday. But now
did you buy that for yourself, too?
I told him that's what I wanted. I told her, I was like, this is what I want. But yeah, I'm a big, I would rather just get it for myself kind of guy, you know, as opposed to...
This one... You had to get it for yourself on Father's Day because she wouldn't have wanted to get it for you.
I think she would have, not that she wouldn't have wanted to get it. She would have said let's see how we use the patio.
That's why, because you got the new patio.
We'll go
huh?
from there. We got the new patio. So I'm just all in now. I want this awesome fire pit and the whole thing. So I just went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
Went ahead and did. Look at me. Look at me, guys.
I see why he did it.
Look at me.
Now, this would be impressive. If it wasn't Father's Day, this would be great for
you to
come.
This is a perfect time.
This would be, no. I want you to come on these airwaves and say, guys, I did it. It wasn't Father's Day. It wasn't my birthday. Without her permission, I bought the thing that she wouldn't have wanted me to buy. Because you don't have the stones to do it.
I would probably need a few Carbless in me to pull something like that off.
What are you scared of?
I like to be in lockstep with my beautiful bride.
I need to take, when I decide to, you know, get married, I need to probably take classes from you because I'm on
classes from Brad?
I'm on Ben's side. I hear you. But it's my money. I'm gonna do what I want with it. Okay. So I mean,
wow, that's
what you mean?
Toxic language.
Excuse me. Do I not come to work every day?
Of course, it's toxic.
That's not toxic.
I'm the man of the house.
No,
it
is. Just like she can buy whatever she wants. Anybody person here can buy whatever they want. And so when I think about,
do you promise that she can buy whatever she wants?
she can. I mean, but I may question if it was necessary. But she can still buy it.
You?
Yeah, she can question me. She usually doesn't. But I'm just saying, like, I'm with Ben on this one. We can buy whatever we want with our money.
Yeah, Brad, you're using Father's Day to buy yourself something. Like,
yeah.
You're acting like you can't do that at any moment. It's scaring me.
No, she was generally optimistic and encouraging of the purchase.
You're so full of crap. So
maybe, maybe this gives me a little bit of, runway going forward.
It's cool. You know what? Everybody's household is. I like the fact that Lexi and Brad are in lockstep, and that, you know, Lexi, because I appreciate that, because that's how I feel. That's the way I like my household to be.
I literally can't think of a purchase that her or I have made in the last 5 years.
Uh huh.
That wasn't like run by one.
Do you know how many boxes show up to my house and I don't know what the hell it is?
Except, like, I mean, like, random Amazon boxes, yeah, yes, but like, unless it was like a big gift. Like, we've surprised each other with like,
so this
like 10th anniversary and things like that.
This fire pit was over $500.
It's Pratt.
It's in that range.
Yeah, yeah. No,
if he splurges.
If I'm going for it.
Yeah, it's not. Now, if I bought something for $500, it'll be a problem. And if she bought something for $500, it'd be a problem.
So there's a limit.
There is $500. That's a lot of money. Because then we can think about, well, did we find the best one? So I'm sure Lexi was a little bit surprised that Brad decided to break tradition and go ahead and
break tradition
and splurge. I'm on team Lexi on this one. Actually, I switch. Yeah. I would have been.
That's why I timed it up on Father's.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESP Wisconsin, figuring out how to be fathers on Father's Day here. Brad Nortman and Ben Brust. That is. We don't know about.
I'm a daddy too.
Kyle Wallace's.
Huh?
You know, yeah. It's don't,
if I get
don't
call,
ask.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds.
It's just yeah.
Like,
call me
cut
daddy.
Mike off.
What do you mean? I'm just saying. That's what I get called, daddy.
So I'm a daddy. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide. ACL says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people.
That's a big girl. That's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. So take off all your clothes.
Ben Brust, Kyle, call him Daddy Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKBA Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text line. See us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. Spent a lot of time yesterday on Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine and Nate Hobbs, and ultimately, conversation continued on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy earlier this morning. About Keyshawn Nixon. What is he? What can he be? Do you trust him? This caught the eye of me on YouTube in the ears of others, wherever you're listening, from Gabe Neitzel, Keyshawn Nixon.
Gabe, I think this position is a work in progress. And what I'm hearing from Jordan Love when he talks about the corners is we need him to grow. We need him to progress.
Well, I mean, especially I would say Carrington because he's the youngest of the group. But, I mean, Keyshawn has risen to the occasion every time the Packers have asked him to. I feel pretty good about Keyshawn Nixon being out there. I feel like I trust Keyshawn Nixon at this point. Yeah, is he going to be a Pro Bowler? Probably not. But he's going to be assignment sound. He's going to be solid. He's not going to get lost out there.
That was Gabe Neitzel on Keyshawn Nixon. Now, we have our stats guy, Bradley Nortman, Brad Nerdman, Bradletics, whatever you want to call Brad. Brad, the floor is yours.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the optimism from our friend Gabe Neitzel, but I don't share that optimism when it comes to Keyshawn Nixon. Maybe Carrington Valentine I can start to understand, but here is why. Did a little bit of a deep dive into the new faces of the cornerbacks room, right?
Ooh,
because
new faces.
We're talking about guys.
New.
Well, yeah. The
leading faces.
The lead faces.
Lead faces. There you go. Of the Green Bay Packers cornerback room. And, you know, they're going to be cornerback ones, right, against wide receiver ones. So my expectations for them are a little bit higher than, like, knowing your assignment and not getting lost out there. So I wanted to get – I want to go a deep dive into where do these guys rank? Like, maybe we are undervaluing them. And they had plenty of opportunity in 2024 because Jair was out so many games, which our fans are saying that they've frustrated them, rightfully so. Let's start with Keyshawn Nixon. Pro Football Focus, probably the go-to analytics site in all of NFL, has Keyshawn Nixon ranked as the 87th best cornerback in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
87th.
Wow, that's
one of the reasons why he was even 87th is because he has a pass rush grade of the fourth best cornerback.
Oh, wow, he can get after that QB now.
But that's not what you're
pretty sure. Pretty sure he had as many sacks as Lucas Van Ness. Continue.
That's true. He had three sacks last year. Yeah, however,
more than Kenny Clark.
Won't be too many sacks from the outside.
If you're cornerback one and you're guarding Jefferson and Chase and A.J. Brown, you're not going to be rushing the passer. You're going to be in coverage. And I'm glad you brought up coverage because he's the 116th highest rated cornerback in coverage.
And that's 116 corners in
the
NFL?
Well, there's 220 to be exact. So but they go deep into
the, so he's in the bottom 50%
playing time basically gets ranked here 116th when it comes to the coverage grade. Some concerning stats out there. He's 166th in yards per reception.
Oh wow, out of 220?
Yes, 166. So big gains against him. Now let's look at Carrington Valentine. So Carrington Valentine, now if there is going to be a cornerback one, Carrington Valentine probably your better bet because we just determined that Keyshawn Nixon is 87th in overall grade and 116th in his coverage grade. Carrington Valentine,
that's
a little bit better, 46th overall and 24th in coverage. So pretty decent.
That's a good number two corner and number one that's going to take its nicks and bumps.
If you're going to have a great championship defense, that is a very good cornerback too. Cornerback one, a little bit more iffy, and his pass rush grades are much worse, so he's more of a coverage guy. But I just go back to looking at this and saying, if you're going to tell me that Carrington Valentine is your top cornerback, I don't love it. But I trust him a little bit more than Keyshawn Nixon. Keyshawn Nixon has shown that he is not a cornerback one. He's brought on this team to be a return specialist and a slot corner to fill in. But now to expect him to be cornerback one when he had plenty of opportunity to be that guy last year and his coverage grades show that he generally gets cooked in coverage, I just don't know how you can have a lot of confidence in this room. And the final coup de grace, if you will, the final cherry on top, Pro Football Focus put out top 10 cornerbacks from last season. You might be familiar with a couple of these needs and or a couple of these names and think that Goody could have gotten ahead of this before we got here. Number one, Cooper DeJean.
Oh, wow.
The highest rated cornerback in all of the NFL was Cooper DeJean. Packers had a chance to draft him. And number eight, Quinyon Mitchell for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Packers also had an opportunity to draft him. So what could have been avoided of maybe a less than stocked cornerback room, which I guess is my biggest criticism, is like...
I was just going to say, after hearing all of this, it more so goes back to the fact that you have Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Nate Hobbs. You don't have Jair Alexander, which is over and done with. But if that was... The writing was on that wall anyways. Whether he somehow came back this year or didn't, like, the time to have potentially done it would have been the year prior when you drafted Jordan Morgan, and that's how the Packers have consistently done well of backfilling those needs at positions. And it just, like, and now we're I know the Bo Melton thing's fun to talk about, but it's not a great thing that they're like, oh, it's half need, half, like, let's try it out. Like, I don't know. The quarterback situation, to me, I think, again, is still frustrating because when I hear this, I still think about you got all this cap money, and you did nothing to the defensive line. Absolutely nothing to the defensive line.
That would help him a lot. A great D-line would help a lot. And yeah, that's my biggest takeaway is I can understand moving on from Jair, right? I can understand that. But to do that and to feel good about it, you got to backfill. Right, mm-hmm. You got to be prepared for that moment, and that includes drafting maybe this year or even last year, going to free agency beyond Nate Hobbs and being prepared for it. It just didn't feel like the Packers were prepared for it in the cornerback room or even more importantly in the D-line.
Yeah, and I think overall, getting to your point, they're not prepared for it. I just think defensively you're not prepared for it because you can't have at different levels of Green Bay Packers having too many question marks at the cornerback room, on the defensive line as well. It just leaves your defense susceptible to too many mistakes. And so overall for me, when I think about Keyshawn Nixon, these stats are fantastic. On top of that, I don't know about y'all, but Keyshawn Nixon used to frustrate me last year, not just because, I mean, his play on the field was okay, but I recall he had a couple personal fouls last year and some frustration personal fouls, which I do not like, which, again, you have to be a very calm individual. And then, of course, he had the fumble that I really was upset about. So overall, do I think Keyshawn Nixon can trot out there?
The fumble in the Philly game, yes.
Yes. We all should remember that one because it started that game the wrong way. But should we feel like he can be a serviceable guy? Yeah, but serviceable guys don't win championships. And that goes back to the point of what I was saying. And when I look at this team, is that does Goody want to win championships? Everybody is aiming to win a championship, but you can't just tell me. You have to show me. And what Goody has shown me is that he hasn't put in what he needs to do in order for this team to be in a position to win a championship, because we all know this is not a championship caliber defense. And Keyshawn Nixon, if that's the guy that's competing for cornerback number one, based off him being the 116th, it was
116th in coverage.
116th cornerback in coverage. That is abysmal. Abysmal. Most teams are going to have two starting corners, or if you have a third one in a nickel, he's in the four. He's in like the fourth range of guys who are good cornerbacks. So that's not good for a guy that's supposed to be number one, and that should be very worrisome for the Packers. Nate Hobbs, get healthy because we're going to need you.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
With baby girl. Baby girl chimes into the show.
Oh.
Kyle's baby girl?
The only baby girl we talk about, yeah. Baby girl chimes into the show. I don't appreciate this libel from Kyle. He has never been and never will be called daddy at home.
Oh, wow. That's some strong words. He said never has, never was, and never will be.
You heard the
man.
Dang. Right from baby girl's mouth.
Wow. Laying the smack down, Kyle. I thought you run this mug.
I thought you were the man of the house.
Man of the house.
You know,
fraud of the house. Fraud of the house.
I'm not a fraud of the house. I ask her to say it sometimes.
You ask her, can you call me daddy?
That's strange.
If you really want to know.
I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that I do.
I don't know if we want to know.
I think you should tell us, but I don't know if I want to know.
No, I don't know if you should tell us either.
I think you should tell us.
I'm kind of curious.
No, I mean, I do say, like, you miss Zaddy with a Z. And she doesn't even like saying that. I'm not the king of the household.
Wheel of Strofe. Wheel of Strofe. Is this one good?
Yeah, they're always good.
No, that means
it's always
no.
good.
Push-ups.
Oh, yeah, push-ups.
Push-ups.
Work out for me.
They feel better today than they did yesterday.
That's good. You probably worked out the soreness first day.
The weakness is leaving your body.
That's good. We need that. Summer bod Strofe incoming.
Summer bod Ben. I'm actually, like, serious about this whole wedding diet thing.
So you're doing push-ups with me going
Anytime
forward?
Anytime it lands on the Wheel of Strofe, I'm with you on the push-ups.
Wow. Next. I don't believe you.
I'm
listening
totally
to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Starting to feel like there's a theme today with the music Strofe is playing. I don't know. Just me. A lot of Nelly. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norton with Strofe running the show. You, KBN Nation, as always, can chime in 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking Text Line. This is more. Time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Benna White is best dressed today.
Like, what is that? Is it milking or
no? They're cocktails.
Oh.
Milk.
He's wearing a golf polo with tiny cocktails on him.
Did you buy that shirt?
It's a dress.
And a little bit of chocolate cake. Happy birthday to the big boss.
Wait a minute. You dressed up for him, but you didn't dress up for our birthdays?
Greg Scalzo's birthday today. I wonder if that will come up on
the... I bet you called and wished him happy birthday.
Strove. Push-ups.
Ah, no.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
A banging.
It was a banger.
Wrong button, my bad. All right, so we're going to dive into this a bit later, but I believe we should bring back subtweets. I think we need to be talking crap about other people without directly talking crap about other people. ESPN senior NBA insider Shams Charania earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
His status will not be tied to the NBA draft. It won't be tied to free agency. It's much more likely that his future plays out into July and into August in terms of him seeing the landscape of not only the Bucks, seeing the landscape of the league, seeing what other teams do.
That's Shams Charania, which then a couple hours later, just about an hour ago, a tweet from Giannis that says simply, "Does anybody else miss Woj?"
Savage.
Shots fired. Good.
So, fellas, if you'll allow me to maybe take over your Twitter, I want one of you to make a subtweet. And this is how we're going to decide who's going to do it, as long as everybody obliges.
About who?
One another.
Oh.
We're going to stir up some drama that's not real.
We're going to stir up KBN drama amongst ourselves.
But will anyone know what we're subtweeting about?
Probably.
That's
not
the point. No, I have an idea in mind. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. Whoever is closest is going to be the one tweeting.
I don't trust his system. He's going to pick whoever he wants and make up the number.
I'll write it down.
Write it down. And we have witnesses in the
I'm using witnesses to sign. Is ESPN Milwaukee or KBN on Twitter X, are you all going to retweet it at all so it gets more traction, or what are we doing?
Well, because you don't have any followers.
I don't have any followers. For all the hate I get, I sure don't get a lot of followers.
Well, no, I mean, if you're getting hate, that means they're not going to follow you. That's how that goes. Number between 1 and 100. Go ahead.
31.
24.
How are we doing this? Closest?
Closest has to tweet it.
99.
Okay, you said what?
31.
And you said what?
99.
I got to do math now. What's the number?
Yeah!
It's Brad.
All right, what am I tweeting?
I think you should tweet, "Happy birthday at Greg Scalzo. Not certain how you did this for so long."
Ooh, that sounds real.
To the boss man? Does he have a Twitter?
Yeah.
Sure does.
All right, I'll do it.
That's an easy one.
That's not even that bad.
Yeah, but it alludes to a little bit of anonymity, like you don't know exactly what he's saying.
But wait, I'm tagging Greg Scalzo?
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, comma, at Greg Scalzo.
But isn't subtweeting not actually adding them?
But he's not talking about Greg. He's talking about you. He's subtweeting you.
Oh, yeah. Just like Woj was.
Do so long what?
Wait, how am I including Ben?
You're not.
You're not. That's a subtweet.
They don't know what subtweets are. So Giannis didn't include Shams. He included Woj.
Right.
And so
Giannis
that's how
tweeted about Shams without saying anything about Shams. You are currently tweeting about Ben without saying anything about Ben.
Gotcha.
They are old.
So, but I'm not saying, I don't know how you did this so long with Ben.
No. I don't know how you did this for so long.
SMH, bro.
Maybe SMH. Add an SMH at the end.
What's his Twitter handle?
At Greg Scalzo.
At Greg.
This worked a lot better in my head.
You didn't realize that we are old millennials in the Twitter.
But you know what this means.
Well, yeah, I'm hip.
But like,
I'm cool. But
did
I
you
could,
say I'm him?
I'm hip. I'm hip. I'm a little bit more hip. I mean,
should I do a hashtag?
This is your Wheel of Strofe idea today.
Well, I've got another one too.
All right.
What's my hashtag?
No subtweeting after this.
No hashtag.
Hashtag SMH.
SMH. That sounds dirty.
You
got to
do the face in the palm and the face in the hand, whatever it is.
Does that come before or after the hashtag?
Palm and face.
Wheel of Strofe.
He deserves push-ups after that.
He does.
And he got
it. Wow, bad news.
14 push-ups today.
14
And he got him.
All right, I'm joining you.
All right, Ben's ripping him off too. Let's get now. I expect good push-ups.
How many,
out of you, Ben?
14.
That's getting to be a pretty big number.
That is going to get a pretty. I mean,
what are the odds that this hits so often?
You know, that's crazy, right?
It's defying statistics.
It is defying statistics. Maybe the universe wants Strofe to get bigger.
Hey, could you imagine ripped Strofe?
No.
Strofe is what the world needs.
He is. There it is. You good? Is he struggling?
His face is red.
Why are you so red? Are you
Ben,
exhausted,
how do you feel?
Ben?
Good.
Strofe, how do you feel?
That's getting harder. I'm not going to lie to you. It's getting harder.
Of course it is. You need to build.
It's
so
only
after
Wednesday.
This, you're supposed to do like smoothies and
protein
shakes.
I love how Brian
shakes.
And Kyle are discussing what the odds are of it landing on it so often. It's 20%. It's 2 of 10 spaces.
But it's happening more than 20% of the time. That's what's so confounding.
That's a good point. It's happening about 50%.
It's happening.
I can't do more than one today. I'm too sore.
That's not how the wheel of Strofe works.
Spin the wheel, would you?
Wheel of Strofe!
I want to do push-ups just because he made that comment.
Oh, one away.
Hey, Ben, can I take your fiance out on a date?
It's interesting.
Wow.
I mean, she's not going to go.
That wasn't my question. I'm asking you permission to take your fiance out on a date.
No.
Brad, can I take your wife out on a date?
No.
Kyle, can I take baby girl and those beautiful eyes out on a date?
You can go with her to get some drinks or maybe buy her some food, but it ain't a date.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I want to take her out on a date.
No, we don't swing.
Where is this going?
I'm just trying to be like James Dolan, the New York Knicks.
Wait, what happened?
What'd he do?
The New York Knicks have no plan. So they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, the furthest they've been in the NBA playoffs for 25 years. They fire head coach Tom Thibodeau, and they have no plan on who they're going to hire as a head coach. Just like James Dolan, I just asked not one, not two, but three men if I could take their significant other on a date. They all three of you said no, as you should. As you should. James Dolan and the New York Knicks asked the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Houston Rockets, and
the Dallas Mavericks
to interview their head coaches, Chris Finch, Ime Udoka, and Jason Kidd. They all said no.
Yeah.
So now the Knicks don't know who to hire as a head coach.
Yeah,
what the hell are we doing?
He's backwards. He finally got it right with Tibbs, and now he fired him.
I'm still confused why he needed to ask our significant others on a date.
Because of the...
I
like the way he did it, because it's basically he fired somebody without asking the other people prior or getting some type of information on whether or not he would be able to have that.
Actually do it.
It's a stupid question, right?
For the record, I did not fire my girlfriend.
Yes, I'd say it would have been Strofe breaking up with his girlfriend and then asking us to go on dates.
Wednesday night,
you guys
night
just
tonight.
Broke up.
Wednesday night. I thought it was Thursday night.
We had to adjust.
Yeah, because they never made their Thursday night date night. It was a made up day that they said they did it, and then literally the day they were supposed to get tacos, they skipped it.
Yeah, we did it like three times, and I just acted like it was a tradition.
Is this a tradition now, Wednesday?
No.
Now it's Strofe.
She wasn't in Wisconsin last Wednesday, so I can't say it's a tradition. First Wednesday, though. First time for everything. Wednesday night, date night.
Interesting, Strofe.
Is that
sucks.
All you got for the wheel, Strofe?
No, I want one more. No, one more. You got to come up with one more. I want to spin again, because I want him to do push-ups for this terrible wheel of Strofe.
You got one more in the back pocket?
You better come up with one. Come on, push-ups.
Push-ups!
Get your ass pushing up, baby. Push-ups. The universe
goes,
baby.
Let's go.
How is this possible?
This is crazy.
Yeah. Kyle Babe Ruth that. He said, I want push-ups. Spun and got push-ups.
Come on.
Dude,
what are
you gotta get down.
Strofe, you got it, pal.
But you didn't have another one anyway.
This is the wheel. Oh, Strofe.
And it's telling that the wheel, the real Strofe.
There you go.
Yeah,
stretch it out. Stretch.
Yes. Good job.
He even stretches like he is unathletic.
Strofe's
going to
transform. I'm calling it. Strofe's going to transform. You know, like we see guys that go through an extreme physical
transformation. Yeah,
it's going to be Strofe.
Yeah. I bet these push-ups look pathetic.
I know. I want so badly to take a peek.
I bet his arms really hurt too.
For sure.
I mean, I just don't get how one man could be so string beanie.
Yeah, me either. Ben's already done. Do we need to teach Strofe form on push-ups? I don't think we've ever taught him form.
He's yelling. Look at him.
Your girlfriend's loving. This is gonna be great. This is gonna be awesome. We're gonna turn in you into like this like beast.
I think we gotta remove it from the wheel.
No way.
I don't know if I can work in these conditions anymore.
Maybe we reset to 10 next week.
Yeah, I don't know if we... Maybe
it is
each
Wednesday.
Week it resets.
It is Wednesday.
Oh, that's a good idea
15.
From Josh DiMaggio.
We're going to be at 17 push-ups a day by Monday.
Josh DiMaggio of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Mornings 94.5 ESPN. Strofe should have to do a plank and give a topic.
Oh, that's actually a great idea. Let's see if it would work. Hold on.
You have to shout it. You have to shout.
Okay. All right, so your
plank is on the forearms,
Strofe,
right?
Yeah.
A plank
currently
is on
trying
the
to
forearms.
Get in the plank position.
Is this real? He doesn't know what a plank is.
Today is.
How did
today
you? How do you believe
national
this?
National corn on the cob day.
Can we turn him off? How do you believe this kid can make 100 three-pointers in 3 hours?
What's your favorite vegetable? I kind of don't hate it.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Are you exhausted from the 30 seconds of doing it? Oh, he says no. Of course not. Yeah, and then we have a
little
plank.
That's much easier than the push-ups. However, my abs hurt a little bit from yelling so loud. I really had to project.
Yeah, you got to use the diaphragm.
Man, he is just so weak.
And that's it for the wheel. Of strofe.
I don't know how that went today.
As long as you do push-ups every day, everyone's a winner.
You think?
I know so.
All right.
Because we get to watch you and describe to the audience how pathetic you really are.
Hey.
More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said?
Oh, wow.
He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I feel like we've been missing out. Like, this has been the best emergence of a social media personality in a long time.
Who is this?
Giannis.
Oh.
Like, not only did he subtweet Shams today by saying he misses Woj, who is no longer the NBA insider for ESPN, but just like, I don't know. It's good to, like, I like hearing from him. There was just a stat thing, most points per game, rebounds per game, and assists per game in the NBA Finals. Giannis at 53.3 was at the top, and he just goes, let's get back there. I don't know, like, he normally just disappears into the void and shows up and goes to work and puts some results out there. Like, I love seeing a little bit of his personality, even if it's me trying to dissect what his tone is, because it's hard to read tone in life.
Well, it's one of the reasons why he's so lovable, because I remember the rare times when he would do like a Instagram live or whatever. And, you know, he's making jokes, kind of off color jokes with his like wife there. And it's just like, it's funny.
That's true. Like, but it was like so rare.
It's rare. It feels like a sense of relatability to him. He's down to earth. It's just one of the reasons that makes him so lovable. So when he goes out there and does this stuff, yes, especially now, it makes me do a deep dive into what does this mean, Giannis? But I love when he shows his personality, because we all know him as a fierce alpha competitor. But there's a side of him that's goofy and fun, which I'd love to see.
Yeah, I like the goofy side. This is all fun and all that. But Giannis, can you send me out a little fun tweet about how much you love the Milwaukee Bucks? A little fun tweet about how you can't wait to get back to the city of Milwaukee? A little fun tweet about, oh, the NBA Finals are happening right now. I can't wait to lead the Milwaukee Bucks again next year. I just need a little affirmation. Like, I feel good. Reports are out that Giannis is probably staying put. And I just need, you know, a little more affirmation that you still love Milwaukee. You still want to be nowhere but Milwaukee.
So you're being very, very like desperate right now.
I'm not being desperate. I just want to feel loved. That's not desperation. No, we all want to feel love.
But he's said so much good things about the city.
He's given you no reason to be worried.
But he hears all the noise, and the way he's reacting to the noise isn't that
he's doing the thing where the thing where the thing where he's like. But you hear the noise, and he's reacting to the noise, has me thinking about how he's reacted to the noise. Well, I think you're going too far.
No, I'm not going too far, because he said, don't we miss Woj? Don't we miss Woj? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Boom, that's great. Like, we do realize this will all stop with him just simply saying, I'm not going anywhere. What are we talking? Why are we keep talking about this?
I mean, that's true.
He subtweeted, right? He subtweeted something about a report that was made up. You can stop all these subtweets and all these, you can stop all the people saying things about you by simply saying, yeah, I don't understand the nonsense. So maybe that will happen soon enough, though.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree. He does have a lot of power in what he could say on social media. And if he wanted this all to end, recommit to the city of Milwaukee, he could do that right now. I wonder why he's not. I guess it could be legitimacy to the fact that maybe he doesn't even know yet. Or he just likes being in the middle of the drama and like stirring up the pot.
But he doesn't seem like a drama guy.
That's the hard thing I'm trying to figure out. Is all the reports make me feel very confident in the fact that Giannis will be, when I say reports, it's really just the lack of actual reporting is what the reports are. And until Giannis actually is saying something of value to make this all change and go a different direction, there's no reason to feel angst other than just wishing that there was a, yes, I'm back post or on Thanalis' show, it's official, boys, I'm back. You know, like it's gonna take one of those. But for right now, everyone should feel great about how he's responded to everything that's been put out about him.
Yeah, sure. We should feel great. It still isn't reassuring.
Yeah, I'm not sure he owes the fans or the city that. I think he can just go live his life and, you know, I don't think he owes us a... He's under contract. So until, yes, he's in control and he can do whatever he wants to do, and at any moment he could say, okay, trade me. But until he says that, should the expectation be, well, he's a Milwaukee Buck?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a nice way to look at it, but that's just not the way a lot of things operate a lot of times in sports now with these guys, especially in the NBA. Like, you know, they may seem good, and then out of nowhere they're getting traded. When Damian Lillard got traded to Milwaukee Bucks, it wasn't a surefire thing Damian was going to end up leaving. There was rumors. There's definitely rumors, but I don't think Dame ever came out and said, I want to be moved. I mean, a matter of fact, I think he showed up to practice for the or off-season workout with Portland right before he ended up getting traded, if my memory serves me right. So
that is a good point. Nothing quite drops like NBA transactions. They're just, it's a different league. Different league.
Jason in Sheboygan, you're on the Carbless Talking Text Line.
Hey, guys. So with the whole Giannis staying in Milwaukee, I think he's playing it safe, right? So he's playing the PR game where he's saying he doesn't want to leave. He wants to win another championship there. He's not going to force a trade. Just in case the Bucks do something, it won't point towards him forcing his way out. And, you know, he'll have a good PR status at that point with the fans and the organization. It would almost be like a Luka thing where in the middle of the night something happens and now ownership is being pointed at rather than him.
That is a very good point in general about the way this has all transpired for Giannis. I mean, every Buck fan right now is team Giannis. If the front office were to do something, no one would look at Giannis. They would look at the organization and say, all right, you guys really did this? You traded, you just did this to John Starks that one? Did this dude just did this? They traded Giannis without him knowing. They can't afford to do that. That, like, the Bucks literally, they can't afford to do that. They can't afford. He is the key to all of the development that has been built around the Deer District. They can't do that. That makes me even more confident that the two are going to find a way to come together.
But Giannis really is in a win-win situation because almost everybody I've talked to, first of all, almost universally, Bucks fans, including I think our show, want him back on the Milwaukee Bucks. But so he can come back and be the loyal Giannis. That's a win for Giannis. Or if he does request a trade, I think like 95%.
He won't.
But even if he did, I think like 95% of fans would say, like, I get it. I understand.
No,
like,
not when he's saying all this stuff right now. I think it would change. You're saying if Giannis requested a trade?
If Giannis said,
I don't think I can win. Well, based off how he's been refuting statements now about others.
But he's not outright refuting, like, hey, I love Milwaukee. It wouldn't be completely 180 like that. Like, I think everyone would understand. How often have we heard the Bucks have very little route to a championship, even with Giannis? So how could we blame him for wanting to go find that another ring?
Yeah, I just don't think he would go out of his way to refute reports about him taking his time in July and August if it meant that he was going to be the one to request a trade.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, then he's staying put.
That's where I keep going.
All right, well, then we can wash our hands of this.
I'm trying to get rid of the angst around here.
I'm trying to figure out. John Horst needs to come out and say something. When I say come out and say something, the NBA draft's coming up, do a press conference talking about that, take questions, and maybe plant a question on Eric Name to ask about the status of Giannis. And then he's able to Eric Name Athletic. But yeah, make it happen.
In 2 minutes, another superstar, Matthew Golden. I'm just kidding. Jordan Love talked about Matthew Golden. And Strofe, you wrote something interesting about this. You, in our pre-show, a little email you put together, you're excited about Matthew Golden. But We might be excited about something else we heard from Jordan Love in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.